Proverbs 22, verses 16 through 29. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich, shall surely come to want. Bow down thine ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause, and spoil the soul of those that spoiled them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways, and get a snare to thy soul. Be not one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmark, which thy fathers have set. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Oh, the beauty of finally coming to the end of yourself and your wisdom, and learning to bow down your ear and hear the words of the wisdom of God, so that you might apply your heart to God's knowledge. For indeed it is a pleasant thing when his words are kept within you, for then shall they be fitted in thy lips, so that thy trust may be in the Lord. Truly Solomon sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. Indeed, the Spirit of the Lord has by the prophets written to us excellent things in counsels and knowledge, things that far excel the wisdom of the world. And he has given us these pure words of the Scriptures, so that we might know the certainty of the words of truth. For only the pure words of truth of our Lord Jesus Christ can truly make us free to know him, and to love him, and to serve and worship him in righteousness and true holiness. So let us not remove this ancient landmark of the Holy Scriptures, which our fathers have set, because he wants us to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, and to be ready always to give an answer to every man whom the Lord sends unto us, so that they too might know the certainty of the words of truth, so that they too might set their hope in the Lord. So let us never rob the poor because he's poor, but let us always give them both the words of life and that which is needful for the body. And let us never oppress the afflicted in the gate, but may we rather learn to speak a word in due season to them which are afflicted and weary, so that we might break them free from the yokes of their bondage, and that they can be set free by the Son of Righteousness. For the Lord will plead their cause, and he will spoil the soul of those that spoiled them. And he that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. So let us be wise and still and considerate of all those whom the Lord brings before us, whether rich or poor. Let us never make a friendship with those who are angry and furious, or who are sureties for debts, lest we learn their ways and get a snare to our soul. But rather, let us be diligent in our business, diligent in prayers and supplications, diligent in reading of the Scriptures and meditation, diligent in seeking God's face and exhorting the brethren. Because do you see a man who's diligent in his business? The scripture says he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and let us apply our hearts unto God's knowledge. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 16 through 29.